91X News.
It's minus 6 and sunny at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Charlotte McPreland. The Front Street Farmers Market in Trenton could see some possible changes. Haley Rose has the story.
Kate Tuttle and her fiancé run J. Grimson Farms in Frankfort. They are two of many farmers who are involved with the farmers market in downtown Trenton. This market has been operating for over a century and currently operates from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Thursdays and Saturdays. But this may not be the case for much longer. Hour changes, days of operation, and food that can be sold are the three main points of discussion currently being debated.
I think it's good that they're interested in implementing changes, whatever they end up being, if it's sort of in favor of what the vendors are suggesting.
Kate said her and her fiancé both gave feedback on last year's season.
We had suggestions to the hours, that starting at 7 was too early. We also mentioned focusing on local producers.
Christina Edwards-Scott is the Economic Development Coordinator for Quinty West.
It was the vendors that actually proposed the new market hours and days. And primarily they wanted that change because they wanted an extra day for harvesting and growing.
The other main point of discussion of having processed food available to purchase is something Kate thinks is a great idea.
If your customers can actually stop and like grab a bite to eat while they're there, because you'll find that they like mingle and they hang out. And so it is nice to have the opportunity to sit there and eat.
The recommendations will go to Quinty West Council on March 7th. And if passed, the changes will take effect on May 7th, opening day for the market. Haley Rose, QNET News, Belleville.
One retail expert says the low Canadian dollar likely played a role in the U.S. firm's offer to buy the Rexall drugstore chain. San Francisco-based McKesson has agreed to buy the chain from the Edmonton-based Katz Group for $3 billion Canadian, about $2.3 billion in U.S. funds. Bruce Winder, with the Retail Advisors Network, a Toronto-based consultancy firm, says the exchange rate was a likely factor in the deal.
Canadian firms are cheap right now because just for the very reason of the FX, the foreign exchange, you know, Canadian companies are going to be a lot cheaper than they were even 2 years ago, which means that they have a greater chance of getting the return on investment.
The agreement is still subject to regulatory approval and is expected to close later this year. And another Republican has dropped out of the race for the presidential nomination. Ben Carson is effectively ending his campaign after a poor finish across the Super Tuesday primaries and says he sees no path forward. His business manager says it's just the reality that there's only one candidate in this 2016 election on the GOP side, and his name is Donald Trump. Senators Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz are still in the hunt. And in Canadian politics, a watchdog group says Justin Trudeau should be barred from any role in lobbying the government in the next news. And in provincial politics, a spokesperson for TransCanada says the company was surprised when Quebec announced it's planning legal action over the Energy East pipeline. Tim Dubus says the Calgary-based firm thought that issues around the province's review of the proposed project had been resolved. Quebec's environment minister says the province wrote to the company in 2014 to advise that Energy East required provincial approval. David Hertel says he got no response for the company, but Du Bois says the two sides agreed on a process. And a Nova Scotia government official says the traditional Scottish language isn't dead, it's just sleeping. Francis McEachern, a community development officer with the province's Department of Gaelic Affairs, says descendants of Gaels have a growing desire to reconnect with their heritage. She says that wasn't always the case.
People remember their parents speaking Gaelic, remember their grandparents speaking Gaelic. You know, often that was language wasn't spoken with them because there was a belief that in order to get ahead, you needed to speak English.
The Department of Gaelic Affairs recently announced more than $40,000 for projects run by the 9 nonprofit organizations in Nova Scotia dedicated to the advancement of everything Gaelic. And locally, 5 years ago, Peter Paler and two friends got together and created Artists Below the Line, a Belleville art group that celebrates local artists. The group allows people to promote and showcase their work. Its main focus is on artists who don't have the financial means to support their passion on their own. The group had an art show Monday evening, which also kicked off the Belleville Downtown Dog Fest. The two events have happened together every year since the beginning of 2012.
They weren't the kinds of events that were going to rob each other of attendance. They actually, by bringing a large group of people downtown at once, it actually created a bigger audience for all of the events.
Paler also explained why this year is significant for both events.
Last night was our first anniversary, because we opened the first show on Leap Year Day. And this was the first Leap Year Day since then, so that's why we decided to open on a Monday night.
The art show runs until March 5th, and DocFest runs until the 6th. That's QNET News on 91X to 408. Sports is next.
Ah, there's no better way to get around town than with Belleville Transit. With 9 routes running 7 days a week, I know I can always get where I need to go. It's super economical, so I have more money to spend when I go shopping. Oh, and the environmental benefits are good too. When I've got somewhere to go, I always know I can get there with Belleville Transit. This is my stop.
Belleville Transit, wherever life takes you.
Now the latest updates in sports from Nick Ogden.
Good afternoon, I'm Nick Ogden with QNET Sports. American skier Lindsey Vonn is shutting herself down. The overall World Cup leader has ended her season because her left knee injury was more serious than originally thought. Vonn crashed in a Super G race Saturday, and tests showed she had suffered 3 significant fractures. The Toronto Raptors put their 10-game home win streak on the line when they host the Utah Jazz. Guard Kyle Lowry is expected in the lineup after missing Sunday's road loss to Detroit to rest. It's one of 11 games on the NBA schedule tonight. The BC Lions signed head coach and general manager Wally Buono to a contract extension to 2018. Buono stepped down as BC's coach after leading the Lions to the 2011 Grey Cup, but returns to the sidelines this year. Buono's 254 regular season coaching wins are the most in CFL history. Toronto FC is parting way with striker Hercules Gomez. The U.S. international stoked speculation over his future with the MLS team Tuesday when he tweeted, "Thanks for the memories," with a maple leaf. A source subsequently confirmed the club was placing the 33-year-old on waivers. Gomez signed with Toronto last August but only saw action in 7 games, a total of 223 minutes with 1 goal. Gomez's salary was listed at $261,000 last season. His contract was set to expire in June. It's best versus worst tonight in the NHL as the Toronto Maple Leafs visit Washington. The Leafs featured a lineup filled with rookies on Monday when they lost at home to Tampa Bay. Tonight also marks the return of Brooks Like to Washington, where he played over 12 seasons with the Capitals. The Leafs acquired him on Sunday. Other games tonight include the Chicago Blackhawks at Detroit and the Montreal Canadiens battle the Mighty Ducks in Anaheim. The head of the Union of European Football Associations is appealing his 6-year ban by soccer's world governing body. UEFA President Michael Platini is asking the Court of Arbitration for Sport to annul the ban confirmed by the FIFA Appeal Committee last week. Reporter Graham Dunbar says Platini was banned for accepting a $2 million payment from FIFA in a transaction approved by then-president Sepp Blatter. No hearing date has been set yet.
They say that was an oral agreement, an oral contract to receive backdated salary from 10 years earlier. Now, Swiss law says an oral contract is good, but the FIFA Ethics Committee decided this was a blatant conflict of interest between two people at the very top of soccer's world governing body.
With 5 months to go before the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, Brazilian organizers have sold less than half the available tickets. Olympics officials say about 47% of the total 7.5 million tickets have been bought so far for South America's first games. IOC President Thomas Bach says slow advance sales are not unprecedented.
We had the comparable figures there. Before Athens and other Olympic Games.
Organizers say tickets for premier events and the August 5th opening ceremony are essentially sold out. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. That's sports, now for weather.
The forecast for Belleville. Tonight, a few clouds, but a chilly one this evening with a low of minus 18. Tomorrow, mainly sunny with a high of minus 5. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of minus 10. It's 4:12 right now and it's minus 6, feeling like minus 15. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Charlotte McParland with QNET News. News on 91X is next at 5.